The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday after Christmas, as we still continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus, is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, verses 40 to 52. The child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother measured and treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to follow the example of Jesus as he went to the temple in Jerusalem, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, so that we can encourage our own children and grandchildren here at Shepherd in the Pines to come to church and Sunday school as they also grow and increase in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men, which will make them wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus as their own Lord and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, with special attention to the following verses. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the King of Israel, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? Yes, there's no question about the fact that early on, at the age of only 12, Jesus made it very clear to his parents the importance of going to the temple of God. This is especially true today on this second Sunday after Christmas, as we begin a new year filled with new opportunities and challenges before us, and in our commitment to worship him for another year as we continue to be active in word and in sacrament. It reminds me again of the third commandment of our Lord. remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then the explanation given by Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, we should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and His Word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it. Yes, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? As a matter of fact, we read in our text that since Mary and Joseph were devout Jews, they went to Jerusalem every year at the Passover, about 80 miles from where they lived in Nazareth, so that their journey took about 3 long days. The Passover was the major feast or festival celebrated by most Jews at the time, at the beginning of the Jewish year, in addition to the Feast of Pentecost and the Feast of the Tabernacles. And after 7 days of celebration, Jesus' family returned home again to Nazareth, like they always did. But without Jesus, who stayed behind in the Temple of Jerusalem, unbeknownst to them. They were unaware that Jesus had stayed in Jerusalem after they had traveled a day's journey. They thought or assumed that Jesus was traveling with them among their relatives, their friends, and acquaintances. By now they were probably 20 to 25 miles north of Jerusalem. And when they did not find Jesus, we are told they returned immediately to Jerusalem, searching for Him. And finally, after 3 days of looking and searching, Mary and Joseph found Him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And finally, after 3 days, which probably meant on the third day, 1 day traveling north to Jerusalem, 1 day returning back south to Jerusalem, and the third day actually searching for Jesus in Jerusalem until they found Him in the temple. As Jesus was indeed sitting among the teachers, the scholars of the law, not only listening to them, but asking them very many questions, but amazed at His understanding and His answers. Yes, He was among the scholars, the doctors of the law, the theologians at the time, experts of the Torah and the traditions of the rabbinical law. In other words, at the age of only 12, these teachers or doctors of the law were amazed themselves. They couldn't believe it. A young boy of only 12 years of age, knowing and understanding everything about the Torah and the rabbinical law, that was unheard of. Even his own parents, Mary and Joseph, when they saw him, they were astonished, amazed, overwhelmed, dumbfounded at his knowledge and his understanding of the law. And yet, even though they were amazed at Jesus, his mother rebuked him. And what does she say? Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress. And yet, how does Jesus respond to his mother? Does Jesus get upset? Angry? For being anxious? Or in great distress? Is Jesus disobedient to his parents? And the answer is no. Jesus uses restraint, common sense. And what does he say to his mother? Why were you looking for me? Why were you doing that? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house? Didn't you know that? As a matter of fact, Jesus was surprised, taken aback by their behavior as parents searching for him. They should have known better. that by now, at the age of 12, Jesus had a different relationship with them as parents. As he refers now to God the Father, the first person of the Trinity, as the Heavenly Father. Here we see clearly the tension between obeying his Father in heaven and at the same time obeying his parents. Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? In other words, at the age of only 12, Jesus was already aware of his unique relationship to God the Father, but at the same time also aware of his relationship to his parents, Mary and Joseph. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to note that they did not understand it. The saying that Jesus spoke to them, they had no clue what Jesus was talking about. Even though Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive. Not only that, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart, as a mother should do. Yes, as a concerned and loving mother, Mary tries desperately to understand her son Jesus, to make some sense of what was going on with him. She probably had a lot of questions. As Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man, yes, Jesus was filled with wisdom as the Son of God. And yet at the same time, as the Son of Man in his humanity, he was still growing in wisdom and in stature and in favor with both God and man. Yes, already at the age of 12, Jesus displays his two natures as the Son of God and as the Son of Man, human and divine. As we confessed in the Apostles' Creed today, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Yes, Jesus grew in spiritual insight of wisdom. And he also grew in physical size of stature as he got older. And he certainly grew in grace, in favor with both God. This was God's plan of salvation as Jesus remained with his parents in Nazareth until he reached the age of 30, when he finally began his 3-year public and messianic ministry, being baptized by John the Baptist, as we're going to talk about it next Sunday, and anointed by the Holy Spirit to become the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know I had to be, I must be in my Father's house? That's precisely what we are encouraged to do for our own children and grandchildren today, as parents and yes, as grandparents. Yes, to help our children and grandchildren to grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. And today, let me commend you as parents, as Sam the Shepherd said earlier today, and you as grandparents, for the example you are setting to them, bringing your children, your grandchildren to the temple, the church of God here at Shepherd in the Pines, as they hear the word of God, as they learn about Jesus and grow spiritually in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit as all of us obey the third commandment of our Lord and obey our Heavenly Father as we also grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus as our own Lord and Savior. Remember the words of the psalmist that we have printed every Sunday on the cover of our bulletin. What does it say? I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. The words of King Solomon in the book of Proverbs, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And then St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, the sixth chapter, fathers, do not exasperate your children, but instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And that's what you parents and grandparents are doing here at our church. Yes, we're all encouraged to follow and obey the third commandment of our Lord, just like Jesus did at the age of 12. When he went to the temple, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know I must be in my Father's house? So may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Lord, enter now our souls and teach us by your grace, each dim revealing by your grace with loving awe to trace. God bless all of us. God bless especially our children, grandchildren here at church for coming to the temple and learning more about Jesus. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.